Okay, everybody, said today's daf is daf dalet. We're holding roughly a quarter down the amid where the line begins. B'mai ukimta kireb Yishmael ulamalkus. What was this all about? So we have to remember once again, back on Gimel Amid Aleph, going back one daf, right before the wide lines, the Gemara asked, two lines before the wide lines, Mani Masnisen, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Loi Rabbi Shmuel, the Loi Rabbi Akiva. I cannot go like Rabbi Shmuel, nor like Rabbi Akiva. What was the problem? You recall that in our Mishnah we had Shavuah Shtayim Shein Arba, we had Yediyah Satumah Shtayim Shein Arba, and besides that we had Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, and we also had Maris Negoyim. But the focus of the Gemara's Kasha is on the first two, the Shavuah Shtayim Shein Arba and the Yediyah Satumah Shtayim Shein Arba. Now, what was the Shavuah Shtayim Shein Arba? As you recall, it says Beferish in the Torah, Lahora Oy Lehetiv, and that's Lehabo. So that's the Shtayim. What Shein Arba? Or the Mishvua comes to include also Lishavah. The problem is, Irav Yishmol of Rabbi Shmuel is the Tanavar Mishnah, or Omar Inechayev, Ella al Osad Lovai. He doesn't agree with the Shehein Arba. He says that there's only the first Shtayim, that if a person were to violate a futuristic Shvua by saying Oichal, or loy oichal in the future, that's lahara oy lehetiv, and then he didn't follow through because he didn't eat or he didn't abstain from eating. What happens according to Rabbi Shmuel? Oh, such a case, a father, you have to bring a korban oy leviyodin. But what happens if it's an ochalti or loy ochalti? Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I disagree. No, there's no korban on lishavar. So then obviously the Mishnah can't go according to Rabbi Shmuel because Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah says shtayim shein arba. Rabbi Shmuel says there's only shtayim. There's no arba. Aye, maybe it goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Legabe the din of shvuah shtayim shein arba, that works fine. Because Rabbi Akiva taka holds shtayim shein arba, not only the osin, but also the sheovar. But the problem according to Rabbi Akiva is going to be legabe yediyah satumah. What's yediyah satumah? What's shtayim shein arba? What was the shtayim shein arba? The first two is helim tumah. The second two were helim of the Beis HaMikdash and of the Kodesh. Says Rabbi Akiva, al helim tumah hu chayiv, but in a chayiv al helim mikdash or a helim of the Kodesh of the Kodesh. So according to Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to Yediyah Satumah, only shtayim and not arba. Oy vavoy. So who's the Tan of our Mishnah? It's not Rabbi Shmuel because of Shavuos. It's not Rabbi Akiva because of Yediyah's Hatumah. That was the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara gave a teretz on the Amud Beis. And in fact, it does go according to Rabbi Shmuel. That was the third line from the top of the Amud on Gimel Amud Beis. It's Rabbi Shmuel. When does Rabbi Shmuel say the Gabi Shavuos, that is only Shtayim and not Arba, that's only the Gabi Korban? When there was a Helim, when you're bringing a Korban Chatas Uyla V'yoyrit. Aval Malkis Chiyuvim Mechayiv. Malkis, you would be Mechuyiv all for Shtayim Shein Arba, all for, by the Gabi, the Shuvah Shtayim Shein Arba, both on Oichal and on Loyuchay Oichal, as well as Ochalti and Loyuchalti. How does that exactly work? So the Gemara goes according to the Rava, like we learned yesterday. So that was Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore we're saying that our Mishnah is no longer talking about Shoigigs. We're not talking about Oyla V'yoyrits, we're talking about Mazes, and we're talking about Malkus. Back to our Gemara now, here on the top of Dalet Omer Aleph, B'mai Ukimta, how did you Zetzayin our Mishnah? Like Rabbi Shmuel. And it's not talking with Gabi, Shoigigs, and Helim Dover, not Helim Dover, and the case of Nelam, who is bringing a Korban Oyla V'yoyrit, we're talking about Malkus, because he did it with Mazes. Great Gemara. Maris Negoyim, my Malkus Ikka. So the Gemara now wants to say, since we have a package of four, the Shavuah Shtayim Shein Arba, Yediyah Satumah Shtayim Shein Arba, Maris Negoyim, as well as Yetzias HaShabbos, can we Zetzayin those two cases, Maris Negoyim and Yetzias HaShabbos, also b'meizid? Maris Negoyim, my Malkus Ikka, where would we have a Shtayim Shein Arba, my Malkus, he did it b'meizid? Yes, says Yimar, that's not a problem. Because it's behertoi. When a person went and he knowingly took a knife or a scissors and he cut off his beheris. He had a se'es or beheris on his flesh, on his skin, one of these white marois, and he cut it off. You're not allowed to do that. How do you know you're not allowed to do that? Okay, Ovid Omer Bilo, Yomar Bobin Bilo, Kol Mokim Shinem Hishomer, Pen V'al, Ein Li Ela Loisesa. And when it comes to the Negat Saras, it says in the Pasuk, Hishomer benega hatzaras. And we just said Hishomer is a loisese. If you cut off the nega hatzaras, you're oiver and iser. How do you have shtayim shein arba? It makes no difference where you go, you cut off the av, which is the se'es for the beheres, or if you cut off the tolda, which are the sepachas to each one. And you remember we went yesterday, and everybody remembered that there are four different levels of the white, where there has to be kitzemer lavan, a kitzemer heichal, etc., etc. So any one of those, if the mazid you went and you cut it off, you'll be oiver this iser, and if there are two edim with hasra, you're going to go and get malkis. Okay, so that works very nicely. What about Yetzias Shabbos? My malkis ikra. What would be the malkis legabi Yetzias Shabbos? Oh, it must be a case of someone who wants to carry from his home to the Rishus HaRabim, or from the Rishus HaRabim to his home. Obviously, we're talking about that there's no Eruv, and the person is willy-nilly going to carry, and two Edom come to him and say, don't carry! Don't carry! If you're going to go and carry Chas Shalom, you're going to go and get Malkus. And therefore, you're going to go and get Malkus. And the person says, I'm not worried about it. I'm carrying. Don't get carried away with your Hasrois. I'm going to go and carry. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Shtayim Shein Arba, both when he's taking from his home to the Rishus HaRabim, or he's taking from Rishus HaRabim into his home. Shtayim Shein Arba, a case of Malkus. Freik Tiamura, 1 second. Malkus Lagabi Hilchus Shabbos, it's the Lav Shenitin Lasoris Mises Bezin Hu. Cholav Shenitin Lasoris Mises Bezin Ein Loikin Olav. What the Gemara is telling us is, since all the Lav that are written Lagabi Hilchus Shabbos are for a much higher form of Oynish, and that is, if you're doing it Bemezid with Asra, the person gets Skila. And therefore, if a person were to go over and say to the individual, you're going to go and get Malkus, according to the man, the Yomah that holds Lav, Shenitin, Lahasoris, Mises, Bezin, Ein Loiken, Olav, you've wasted your time, mister, by saying he gets Malkus, because he won't get Malkus. Because the Lav of Shabbos that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to us, the Zohar mit the Shomar, and all the times that it says in the Torah, Leisasim by Malacha, etc., all of that is geared to Chas Hashem, you do it by Mezit, Skila. And if there are no Edom Hasra, you get Kareis. And if it's Bishoyeg, then you're going to have to go and bring a Karvin. But there's no Indian of Malkus. Malkus doesn't even come on the radar screen. Thank you. When you're talking about Shabbos. So therefore, how could you say that our Mishnah is talking about, according to Bishmar, and the Gabi Shavuos, the Gabi Malkus, the Gabi Shabbos, Malkus, the Choyra doesn't stim, it doesn't work out. Zokimara punk faker, just the opposite. This, in fact, is further proof that our Mishnah goes according to Bishmael. Mishim hachi kamuk min ker Bishmael to Omer lav shenitin lasoras mises bezin like in olav. Rabbi Shmuel holds that even though this lav was designed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and give a much stronger punishment, the punishment of skila, nevertheless, if Edom go and give Hasra l'malkus, he would get malkus after all. And if you recall back when we learned Eloheina Loikin back in the previous Masechta, the Masechta's Makis, and the Gemara immediately, the first few cases of the Mishnah were cases of Krisis, the Gabi Aroyas, says the Gemara, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? The Gemara says, it must be Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is the one that said that Chayobi Krisis, if you go and give them Hasro Lamalkis, Loikin Olaf. But it cannot go according to Rabbi Yishmael, because according to Rabbi Yishmael, not only Chayav Krisis, but even Chayav Mises Bezdin. If you go and give them Hasra or Malkus, they would go and get Malkus. And therefore, that Mishnah should be much more inclusive, not just list Chayav Krisis cases, but even Chayav Mises Bezdin cases. So we already came across this Rabbi Shmuel. Yes?
So according to Rabbi Shmuel, they'd get Malkus, and then they'd also be executed?
That's a very good question. And the Gemara says that, in fact, Misa Arichtihi, that if this person had Hasra l'Malkus, and after that we have two Edom, we would give him not only the Malkus, but also the Misa, and this is just kind of preparation. It would be
even if the Hasra, they just said Malkus and not Misa?
You're getting into a very, very fine point.
Sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry at all. It's such a shame that you cannot stay with us every day for the entire shir, because you add so much to the shir by your very incisive questions. But that, in fact, was what the Gemara asked back in in the previous Masechta, Masechta Malkis, when we got to Elohim Alokin. What was that? Elohim Agoylin, Elohim Alokin. Yeah. Here on Daf Yud Gimel. And the Gemara said, Chayavi Krisis Kartoni, Chayavi Mises Besn Waitoni, Masis and Mani Rabbi Kivihi. It cannot go according to Rabbi Shmuel, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not only the Chayavi Krisis, but also the Chayavi Mises Besn. And then the Gemara said, but don't we have the din of Kamli B'drabine, Mishum Risha Achas At Machai V'yat Machai Mishum Shteir Rishiois. Rabbi Shmuel, Hani Mili Misa Umamain, Oy Malkus Umamain. To go and be Machai a person, both Misa and money, or Malkus and money. No. Ava Misa Umalkus, Misa Arichtehi. Misa and Malkus is one long, tortured Misa. But Mister, you did an Isser, and there were two Edom, and they gave you Hasrol and Malkus. Says Rabbi Shmuel, in such a case, you would get both the Misa and the Malkus. Whether you'd have to have a separate Hasrol, the Misa is a good question. I don't think the Gemara addresses it. Maybe it's talking about that he was a chaver, and therefore he knew that there was Misa, and now you have two Edom that tell him the Gabe the Malkus. But he would get both according to Rabbi Shmuel. Anyway, so getting back,
one small point then.
Even three more.
Why are we twisting and saying it has to be Malkus if therefore it's Rabbi Shmuel? If we're talking about Onish Bezdin, mm-hmm. it doesn't need to be Malkus by Hotzal Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Mises Bezdin also works. If we just step back and lift up and look at it from a larger framework, mm-hmm. we have no problem that it's not Malkus
not
by.
Consistent with the mission.
What
though.
You're saying is it's Shtayim Shein Arba. We could say Lagabi Hilchish Vuah Shtayim Shein Arba is talking about Malkus. Shavuot time should not Shavuot, but Yitzias Shabbos time should not. Is talking about a different form of Onish
Bezdin.
Exactly. Presumably, if the Gemara would not have this Teretz of Yishmol, that's what they would do as a fallback. But the Gemara feels that this is even a better pshat, because since we're saying it's going to Yishmol l'shitase, Yishmol l'shitase holds that not only the Gabe Shavuot could I conjure up a situation. Four times Malkus, times Shinarba. Even the Gabi Tzias of Shabbos, I can have Malkus. I normally hold Lavshin till the Bezin. Ain't like enough. No, very good. Rabbi Shmuel holds like enough. So that's what the Gemara has said so far. So we are, in a sense, reinforcing. We had a challenge to the Gemara's teret that our Mishnah is talking about the Mezin, and it's Rabbi Shmuel. We had a challenge from the case of Tzias Shabbos. The Gemara said, no, not only is it not a challenge, but in fact, it reinforces the idea that our Mishnah is going to be Shmuel. So tomorrow halav hachi. So what's mashma from what you're saying now that hachi mishim hachi komikmina? That's the reason why he said it's the nine like Rabbi Shmuel, because it works out so perfectly. For effect tomorrow, 1 second halav hachi kaimik Rabbi Kiva. Without this additional reinforcement, you're saying that we could zetzain our misha goes in kodesh Rabbi Kiva. No, it's not only because of this lav shenitin las horis mises bezin where Rabbi Kiva holds ain like an olav. And that's the reason why the Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Kiva. There's a much more fundamental problem. Kashi Adias. Didn't we say back on Gimel Amud Aleph, when we started learning the Gemara again, that the Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Kiva? Because our Mishnah talks about Yadiyas Hatumah, Shtayim Shahin Arba. What is the Shtayim Shahin Arba? The first Shtayim is talking about that there was a Helam Tumah. The second two is talking about a Helam Mikdash and Kodshim. No. So if that's the case, since Rabbi Kiva holds al helam tumahu chayiv v'nechayiv al helam mikdash, so there's another excellent reason why our Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Kiva, putting aside this kolav shenitin las horis mises bezin. So therefore, what's bothering the Gemara is the Gemara is saying mishum hachi. Oh, that's the reason why Itaka explained that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, and parenthetically not like Rabbi Kiva because of this lav shenitin las horis mises bezin. Come on, give me a break. There's another solid reason why the Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Kiva. Because the idea of Satoma doesn't work out. It's a Shtayim Shein Arba. But according to Rabbi Kiva, it's only Shtayim. There is no Arba. And the Gemara, nein, let me explain to you. Lav Amris, how were we able to explain who the Tan of our Mishnah is? Rabbi Shmuel, he, Ulam Malkis. Guess what? We could explain the Mishnah equally, Rabbi Kiva, Nami Ulam Malkis. Ah, in other words, just like we were able to say that, although Rabbi Shmuel, legabe a helam situation, legabe shvuas, he says only shtayim and not the arba, but legabe a mezid situation, he says, yes, you get malkus by shvuas, shtayim, shein, arba, you get four malkus, four cases of malkus. Same thing as like Rabbi Kiva. when it comes to Yediyas HaTumma, maskim. He holds the Gabi Ahelim, it's got to be talking about a Helim of the Tumma, and not a Helim of the Mikdash or the Kachin. Correct. That's when you're talking about bringing a carbon oil of the Yorid. However, if it's Bemezid, you would get Malkis. And so therefore we could go and explain our Misha like Rabbi Kiva Ula Malkis. The only thing would be, what would we do in the case of the Yetzias HaShabbos? There we wouldn't be able to go and say that it's Bemezid Ula Malkis, but it's Halav Shanikolas Horus Mises Bezin, which is Ein Loikin Olav. The only way that we could find a man, yeah, would be Rabbi Shmuel that holds that Loikin Olav. Aha. So the Gemara now is telling us something brand new. When we finished the daf yesterday, we assumed that the only mandiyomer that could shtim with our Mishnah was Rabbi Shmuel and the Malkis. Mazel tov, the Gemara says that lule this question of the lav shenikan soros mises bezin, the Mishnah could also go according to Rabbi Kiva and the Malkis. Says Gemara, come on, I respectfully disagree. It does not work like Rabbi Kiva. Why doesn't it work like Rabbi Kiva? I have a couple of questions. Ihochi yedios hasrois mi boyle. What is the kavon of yediyah satoma? That there was a yediyah betchila, there was yediyah besof, and that there is a helim bein time. That's the reason why Misha says yediyah satoma. Based on what you're telling me now, we're no longer talking about a helim situation, a shogeg. We're talking about he knew, and they were edim, and they gave him hasra. So, Ibazoi, the words Yitzir Satuma in the Mishnah, Lechoira, are inappropriate. It would have been much more appropriate to go and say, Hasrois Hatuma. Because we're actually telling them, Chevra, you're Tame, this is Kodshin, you're Tame, this is Beis HaMikdash, don't go in. We shouldn't talk about Yediyas, we should say Hasrois. So, Tima, that Kasha Nishkefer, Lecholoi Kasha. To me, Yediyas, the Hasrois. That's what we mean. How do they have Yediyas HaTumah? Because we were master them. Two Adam said, Mister, don't even think about eating kachim now. You're Dame. Say, had a Yediyah through Hasra. Says, well, okay, I could take that. But I have a much more problematic question. Yehochi Shtayim Shein Arba, Tart Yehuda Havyan, this period. What's the Gemara's kasha? When we were talking about Helim, then we could have Shtayim Shein Arba. What was the Shtayim Shein Arba? This person was Tamei, this is a Beis HaMikdash, and this is Kachim, and he had a period of forgetting. It was a Helim. So what was the Helim? The Shtayim is that he forgot that he knew that this is a Beis HaMikdash. He knew that this was Kachim, but he forgot that he became Tamei this morning, or yesterday, or whenever he became Tamei, and he was not mitired himself yet. He forgot. So I have a Helim of Tumah vis-a-vis eating kachim, and I have a helim of Tumah vis-a-vis going into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Shtai. What's the Shehein Arba? He knows fully well he's Tumah. Yes, I have to go to the mikvah. I know I'm going to go. But he forgot that this is kachim, b'shas he ate it, or he didn't realize he's walking into the Beis HaMikdash, or he knew he was going to the Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't know that there's a problem for a tummy dick, a person to go to the Beis HaMikdash. There was a helim. So you can find four halomas. Two helims, the Gabi, the Tumah, and two helims, the Gabi, the Mikdosh, and the Kodesh. That's time Shein Arab. But if you're telling me, no, we're not talking about the Gabi, a helim. We're talking about that there was Asra, and it was Bemezid, and the Malkis. Rabbi said there's only two possibilities. The Asra of the Edim is, we tell, Yankel, remember your Tameh. Don't eat Kodeshim. If you eat Kodeshim, you're going to get Malkis. That's case number one. Case number two, Yanko, your tummy, don't walk into the Beis HaMikdash. If you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to get Malkis. That's two. What are the other two?
This is not the Beis HaMikdash, remember?
Yeah, the Beis HaMikdash Shesheni, right? Or he had two kachim. He had both Chattas and Oshab, or Ishlamim and Mice, or something like that. The point is, L'chayr, there's only one case of Hasra'a for Kachim, and one case of Hasra'a for Beis HaMikdash. It's only two altogether. So Zokti Gemara, how do you even contemplate that the Mishnah going to come to Rabbi Kiva and the Malkis, there's no Shtayim Shein Arba, that doesn't make sense. And let me ask you a much more basic question. After we enumerated the first three lines of the Mishnah, Shvur Shtayim Shein Arba, Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, Maris Negavim Shtayim Shein Arba, and then the Mishnah continues on. Eshiyesh bo yediyah betchila. the yedir besoif the helam main tayim harize ba'oyle v'yardit. Rabbi said, how does this come in out of, you know, from the moon? We're talking about mazes, we're talking about malchus, and all of a sudden, oh, by the way, don't forget, in another situation, were there to be a helam main tayim, we're not talking about helam, we're not talking about shogid, we're talking about mazes and hasrois, according to this pshat. V'su eshiyesh b'yedir b'tchilim yedir besoif helam main tayim. Helam ala malchus ma'yavidetay. The whole word helam and malchus don't go on the same page. Helam means that it was a shogeg. Malchus means that it was amazing. So these two don't work hand in hand. V'su, hari zeboil of yored. You see that our Mishnah is focusing not on malchus, but having to bring the karn oil of yored. And therefore says the Gemara, to go and say that our Mishnah perhaps goes like Rabbi Kiva. The only problem is this lav shenitel. As far as Mises Bezin, I respectfully disagree. There's a fundamental problem. Rabbi Kiva cannot stim with the Mishnah at all, because by Yediyah Satuma, Rabbi Kiva holds only Shtayim, he doesn't hold the Arba. I used to say, maybe we're talking Legami Malkus. That doesn't make sense. Look at the Mishnah, it talks about Oyla V'yoyded, it talks about Helam, we're not talking about Malkus. So that potential pshat falls away.
Let's go back. So why is it that only there's only two Asharas for... Yeah. For Tuma, why can't we just say the four cases that we had? Why are they collapsed into two cases only?
Very good, excellent question. So let's figure out why in the Mishnah, when we were assuming we're talking about Helam, we have four cases. To be Oiver and to have to go and bring a carbon oil of a yoded, you have to have two ingredients.
Right.
Number one, he has to be Tomei. And he also has to be eating either Kodshim or going into the basement. Fine. So how do we have a case where he erred, and because that he has to bring oil of yard? So, first two cases are, he was Tamei, he was going to eat Kachim, or he was going to go into the base of Mikdash, and he forgot that he was Tamei. So I have two halamas. Helam one, he forgot Tamei, and he ate.
Right.
Number two, he forgot that he was Tamei, and he went to the base of Mikdash.
Right.
That's two, and that's Helam Tuma.
Right.
Good. Everybody agrees to that. What about Helam Mikdash and Helam Kachim? What does that mean? He knew that he was Tomei Yikra. He knows he feels very bad. He wants to go to Mikvah. He knows, he knows. However, he didn't realize that what he was going to eat now was Kachim. Or he didn't realize that he was going to go into the Beis HaMikdash now. So therefore, the Helam was not on the Tuma. It was on the Kachim and on the Beis HaMikdash. So I have four potential Halams. However, when you're talking about Hasrala Malkis, we're telling the person, you, Yankel, you're Tomei. Yes, I am Tamei. You're about to eat Kachim. Yes, I'm about to eat Kachim. The combination of those two, that you're Tamei, you're about to eat Kachim, you're going to get Malkus. I know. That's your first case. Number two, Yankel, you happen to be Tamei. Yes, I know I'm Tamei. Number two, you're about to enter the base of Midrash. I know I'm about to enter the base of Midrash. If you do that, you're going to get Malkus. I know. I accept it. Avu Piken. And he doesn't. Then he gets Malkus. So I have two cases.
Right.
With the other two. Or we are telling him, you're Tamei, I know. It's Kachim, I know. And he does both together. It's Tamei, it's Kachim. Malkus. Number two, you're Tamei, I know. This is Beis HaMikdash, I know. He goes to Beis HaMikdash knowing that he's fully well that he's Tamei. Gets Malkus. There's only two cases. You don't have another two.
I see, right. Okay.
So the Efezimara, why do you have four? It's only two.
Okay.
As the Harai, that we must be talking about Halom is, and we're talking about four cases, Shtayim Shein Arba, and therefore doesn't stim with the whole concept of Malkus. Good. El Omer of Yosef. So now, again, where are we holding at this point? So far the Gemara said that the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Shmuel. It cannot go according to Rabbi Kiva. The reason why it can't go according to Rabbi Kiva is because since the Mishnah says the Gabi Yediyah Tumah Shtayim Shehein Arba, two halomis of Tuma, two halomis of forgetting Beis HaMikdash and Kachim, and Rabbi Kiva said back on Daf Gimel, he only holds Helam Tuma, he doesn't hold up Helam Mikdash, so it cannot go according to Rabbi Kiva, it can only go according to Rabbi Shmua. So to my Lama Rabbi Yosef, no. I have another Eitzah. Rabbi, our Mishnah is neither Rabbi Shmua nor Rabbi Kiva, it's Rabbi. And of course, Rabbi, because he was the codifier of the Mishnah. The Nosav Law Alibid de Tanoi. And what he taught the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yosef, he's not doing it for purposes of setting out the halacha. Stam Mishnah is usually like that Stam Mishnah. He was just trying to be, if you will, poetic. He was trying to go and put together from the whole of Shas, four cases of Shtayim Shein Arba, which is a good mnemonic, a good way to remember it. Every time a person starts a Masechta Shavuot, oh, I know the Shtayim Shein Arba, Shtayim Shein Arba. I can't remember exactly which one. Yeah, some Shavuot, Yediyah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was trying to put together all of those four. Even though two out of the four cannot go according to the same Mandi Omar, because Shavuot cannot go Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel only holds two futuristic Lahabot, he doesn't hold Mishabad. And when it comes to Yediyah Satumah, it cannot go according to Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva holds only the Helim Tumah, not Helim Bikir Shashav. But that doesn't bother Rabbi. The point is, he wanted to go and bring together all the times in Shas where you have this concept of Shtayim Shein Arba. And therefore, Rabbi he valiba, but Nosav La Liba tonight. The Yediyah is Nosav La, Rabbi Shmuel. When it comes to Yediyah Satumah, I know it cannot go according to Rabbi Kiva, but says Rabbi, that's not my point. I'm not trying to go and paskin here, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. I'm just trying to give you four cases of Shtayim Shein Arba. So when it says in the Mishnah, Yediyah Satumah, you can put in parentheses, Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael, it's Shtayim Shein Arba. It's not according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is only Shtayim. Same thing as Bishvuas. Not look at Rabbi Kiva. Bishvuas, it cannot go according to Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel says it's only on the future and not on the past. And so therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're very welcome. So therefore, Zokti my Omer of Yosef, Rabbi Ibn Asal Yiv Danai, Idiyah is not so Rabbi Shmuel, Bishwu is not so Lok Rabbi Kiva. So when it says in the Mishnah, Shwu Shein Shtayim, Shein Arba, according to Rabbi Yosef, put in parentheses, not according to everybody, but according to Rabbi Kiva. And therefore the purpose of collecting together Shtayim Shein Arba is to, so when people finish the shir, wow, that's so nice. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Masader. All the Shtayim Shein Arbas and Shas, Ifra Mishvuiz, and Yediyah Satumah, and Maris Negoyim, and Shabbos. Wow, psh. Rabbi was really psh, a genius. Azeyat Yezok, Rav Yosef. And so therefore, even though Taka Tod Nishtim, Rabbi Shmuel with Shvuiz, and Rabbi Kiva with Yediyah, it doesn't bother me. That wasn't the Tachlis of our Mishnah. Om Rav Ashi. I'm reading the Kishmat the Kami the Rav Kahana. I just repeated Rav Yosef Shtikel Torah in front of Rav Kahana. V'omali, no, you don't have to say it like Rav Yosef just said it. Lo itayma Rabbi Nosav lo alibit tetanoi v'lei lo yisvirale. Don't say that Rabbi was being very impassionate about it, and he was saying, according to Rabbi Shmuel is azoi, and according to Rabbi Kiva is azoi, but I'm not paskening l'halocha. No, he is paskening l'halocha. And the Rebbe Tavad Nafshi Mefarish. Rebbe is saying, this is how I learn. In other words, in the case of Shavuos, I learn like Rebbe Kiva. And in the case of Yediyah, I learn like Rebbe Yishmael. And that's how I personally hold. And that's the reason why I put together Shtayim Shein Arba, to go and tell you that that's the halacha by Yediyah, that it's like Rebbe Yishmael. And by Shavuos, we pass on like Rebbe Kiva. Where do we see that Rebbe Taka holds that way, himself personally? The Sanya. How do I know that when it comes to the din of bringing a carbon, you have a first yediyah, you have a final yediyah, and in between there's a helam. Talmud Loimar, v'nelam shnei pa'am. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. It says v'nelam twice. Rabbi Kiva here doesn't say expressly what the helam relates to. We know already from yesterday's Gemara, the helam is only relating to the Tumma aspect, and not to the Kodshim, and not to the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to explain this Braisa in more detail in Mietz Hashem tomorrow. But that's all we know so far. Yediyah Betchila, Yediyah Besof, Helam Beintayim, because it says Venelam twice. Where did it say Venelam twice? In the same Pasuk. If you have number one of the Torah, Ora Shalei. I never shatiga bachaldova tome, I'm never shai tome, I'm never behemoth tome, I'm never shared tome, Venelam imenu tome the Oshin. Therefore, that's you have the helam in between. Why you need two venelams because of one helam in between? The Gemara doesn't explain. Rashi tells us in Yachim tomorrow we're going to have a much broader amplification explanation of this pricing. But what we want to know from this price is what Rebbe holds. Rebbe Oimer Einitzer. You don't really need the double vanilla. Why not? Hari Oimer Vinelam, you have one time Vinelam is already a Rai Machlal Diyoda. The Nela means that a person forgot. Forgot by definition means that he knew at one time. Because if he never knew about it, he never forgot. Right? Person knew Aleph Beis, unfortunately he forgot Aleph Beis. So he forgot it. But if he never had a idea betchila, then he can't say v'nelam, he didn't remember. So mechlal v'yada, see, he knew. So that's how I know the initial idea. At the end of the pasuk says, that v'nelam imenu, v'hu yada v'ashem. What means v'hu yada? That ultimately, subsequently, he remembered. And he said, oh boy, I was tamei, I went to the base of Midrash, I had forgotten, it was Nelam, but now I remember. Hari kanch te yediyos. So now I have two yediyos, yediyah betchila, and yediyah b'self. What do I have to have two v'nelams for? L'chai v'al helem toma, v'al helem mikdash. Oh! So we see very, very clearly that Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe Kiva. He holds like Rebbe Shmuel. He holds like our Mishnah, that there are two forms of halomais. And that's the Shtayim Shein Arba. You have the two halomais. He forgot that he was Tomei, and he ate Kachim. Number two, he forgot that he was Tomei, and he went to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the first two. What's the Shein Arba? The HaLamikdash. I know I'm Tomei. Please don't keep on rubbing it in. I know I'm Tomei. I have to go to the mikvah. I'm going to go. Don't worry about it. And he forgets that he's eating kachim now. Or he forgets that he's entering into the Beis HaMikdash now. So that's the Shtayim Shein Arba. That's clearly Rabbi. So therefore, says our Gemara, when Rabbi was quoting this halach of Shtayim Shein Arba, the Gabi Yitiyas, don't tell me it's because he learned like Rabbi Yishmael and not like Rabbi Kiva. Or at least he was quoting Rabbi Shmuel because he wanted to give us a Shtayim Shein Arba so that everybody would be fascinated. Wow, Rabbi remembered from all over Shas, Shtayim Shein Arba. No. That's exactly what he holds la halacha, and that's why he codified it, Shtayim Shein Arba. And our mission to tell you that Yediyah Satoma is Shtayim Shein Arba, the attack of four possibilities. Helam, the Tumah, and Helam Tumah, and then Helam Tumah, and Helam Mikdash, and Helam Kachin. So you have Shtayim Shein Arba. Now says Yimah, okay, Ashkan b'yediyas, the islay tamid the nafshe. Rav Kahana, you made a very good point on the Yomer Aleph when you said that Rebbe Taka pasuk like that, la'alocha, that's clear cut, it's a brisa, we just had that. The islay tamid the nafshe means that we have a recorded brisa where it says very clearly what Rebbe holds on this subject, both Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash. Shavu is to leslay tamid the nafshe. The word tamid the nafshe means not that he didn't have his own svara, but we don't have any recordation, no recorded document or source as to what Rebbe holds. Minolan, how do you say, Rav Kahana, on the Amud Aleph, that Rebbe is speaking now on his own behalf, and he's saying, I hold the Gabi Yediyas HaTumah, I pass him like Rebbe Shmuel and not like Rebbe Kiva. And by Shavuos, I pass him like Rebbe Kiva and not like Rebbe Shmuel. Minolan, where do you take that from? Says the Gemara, you're right, I don't have a brisa on point, but it's svarahu. I figured it out with my own logic and with my own reason. What's my logic and reason? So now the Gemara explains, how did Rabbi Kiva come up with that when it comes to Shavuos, you have Shtayim Shehein Arba. What means Shtayim? Shtayim Lahaba. And what Shehein Arba? Lishaovar. Rabbi Kiva, my time, Mechayiv Lishaovar. You know why he's Mechayiv Lishaovar? Because Rabbi Kiva Dorish Ribuye Umi Uti, because he learns a Ribuy Miut the Ribuy. Oh, in other words, not a Klal Uprat Uklal, and that's how he comes up with. And what do you mean? That's what he comes up with. Let's analyze the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Ish Kiyavati Pesvasayim Lahora Oy Lehetiv. So Lahora Lehetiv is Lihaba, Haroa V'Hatova Lihaba. And then the pasuk continues on. So you could learn this with a klal uprat uklal. What would be the klal? Ishki sishova. Any shvua, any type of shvua, whatever. Shvua, he swears about from A to Z, anything he wants to. That's the klal. What's the prat? Vatav svasayim lahor lahaytiv, which means harov hatova li osid. That's the prat. And what is now the klal? Anything that he talks about. So I have my klal, uprat, the klal, anything. The second klal is anything. And in between, it's got to be lahara elehetu. So that being the case, since, as you know, by a klal, uprat, uklal, we only have marba something which is ke'en haprat. What is ke'en haprat? Anything which is lahaba, lahar lahaytef, lahaba. Would I also go and be marba something which is the sha'abat? No, because that's not ke'en haprat. The prat is lehara, lehaytef, lehaba. So you can include other lehabas, but to go and include lisha'abat, toshenisht, and therefore says the Gemara, it's only if you hold with a riboy miut v'riboy. Because what's a riboy miut v'riboy? Riboy or marbe hakoil. When you have a riboy miut alone, that has the effect of the final klal uprato klal. In other words, with that miut, you're saying anything which is ke'en hamiut. The second riboy comes to tell you, we open up the floodgates and we include everything. What is the miut for? Miut is only to memayit one thing. What is that one thing? Says Rashi, the miut would be if a person is nishba lasois es hamitzvah. Since mitzvah is already is mujba va'oimei, so it's like ashvur chal ashvur, ain't shvur chal ashvur, so that's why that is excluded. But out riboy, miut for riboy, we include everything, both lishabba and even lishabba. That's only because I'm learning riboy, miut for riboy. If I'm learning klal uprat to klal, I would say no. Only lahabba things, and not anything which is lishabah. So those of the Gemara.
What's the difference between riboy and miyat and riboy
and klal uprat to klal? So we have this several times in Shas, and what it's telling us is that the Chazal had the Kabbalah Mesoira all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, different midosh shatoira nidreshes bahen. Just like you have Kal B'chaymas, and you have Gzeira Shavas, and you have a Hekish, you have...
Yeah, we do it every day.
Exactly. But we say it every day. I'm not sure that we really internalize it every day. Anyway, so what does one say? A klal uprat to klal. That the Torah first gives you a general rule, then it goes and tells you only certain particulars, and then it has, after that, again, a general rule. So there are two ways of approaching that. You can approach that as a klal uprat to klal, and if you approach as a klal uprat to klal, you have a lengthy Rashi, which we could go through. What Rashi tells us is, when you have a klal, initially, ish kievate bisvasayim, he made a shvur. Any type of shvur. A to Z, anything that you can possibly think of. Shvur about anything. That would be the initial klal. And then when it says, lahara elahetiv, if you're learning with a klal uprat, then it's, if there's no second klal, it's just a klal and a prat. Ein b'chal mashiv prat. The only thing that we're talking about is lahara elahetiv. Nothing more, nothing less. Period. Not lishaavars, not other cases. Ein b'chal mashiv prat. Since there's a second klal, the cholish yivati or the mishvur, that comes to tell you not only the prat itself, but anything which is ke'en a prat, similar to the prat. What is similar to the prat? The prat is lihara, lihaitiv, which means li'osiv, any type of shvur, which is li'osiv, is also included in the klal uprat to klal. Are we also going to go and include the sha'avat? No, because that's not ke'en aprat. That's if you learn klal uprat to klal. There's another academy, another perspective, approach of how to learn this, not called the klal uprat to klal, it's called the riboy miut v'riboy. And again, Rashi goes through it at some length. If you have your riboy, so that's the same as klal, the floodgates are open, Ishki seshava levatvis vasayim, any shvur whatsoever. But then it says, lahara lehetiv. If you're learning now with a klal, not a klal uprat, but you're learning a riboy and miut, that miut is telling you, don't say any type of shvur. Come on, you know, you can't say anything, your wildest imagination, everything. No. What it's got to be is like lahara o lehetiv. It doesn't have to be only lahara lehetiv, but anything similar to that. So Rashi here and Rashi elsewhere says that once you get to your Ribiyon Miut, it's as if you've gotten to the full Klal Upratu Klal, that anything which is not only which is written in the Torah Befeirish, but anything which is similar thereto. Once you have your second Riboy, you're opening up the floodgates again, and you're saying, no. It's not only anything which is Ke'en, the Lahar Lahaytiv, but really anything and everything falls into this Klal of Shua's Bitoy. But you have a miut, v'harleitiv. Yeah, you're right. I'll be mayit only one thing. What is that one thing? Nishba lasois es hamitzvah. But otherwise, everything else is included. And therefore, if I'm including everything, not only including lehaba, I'm including also lisha ovar. It says the Gemara, that is the perspective of Rebbe Akiva, and that's why he holds in our Mishnah that when you're talking about Shavuos, it's like a Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, both Le'osid and Le'sha'ovar. The question is, what does Rebbe hold about that? Says Imara, I find elsewhere the Rebbe also agrees that when you darshan, don't darshan klal upratu klal, but darshan riboy miyut v'riboy. Where is this Rebbe? Rebbe nami darshu buyu miyut. The sign we learned in a braisa. Now we're going off a little bit on a tangent, and we're talking about the din of pidyon haben, person who has a firstborn son. 30 days later, he has to go to the kohen and be poyed. I know there are exceptions to the rule. If he's a kohen, if he's a levi, if it's a cesarean, yoytzadoyfen. Yeah. But under normal circumstances, you have the five shkol. You know the famous story with Ramoshe. It's probably apocryphal, but it's a nice story anyway. The person was called out. Ramoshe was got an urgent telephone call. A friend of his, friend Talmud, whatever, lives in Ohio somewhere in the West. And he said, Ramoshe, I'm making a pinyon a ben, and you know, pinyon a ben, it's very, very rare. You have the simcha, but no, could you please come to simcha? Okay. Moshe was a good skite. I'm going to the simcha. Fine. So now in the middle of the pinyon a ben, the Baal pinyon a ben, the father says, Eget Redden. So he gets up there, and he starts talking about Shkeach HaRebeish. You come in, thank you very much. Thank you for everybody else. And then he says, everybody keeps on telling me that pinyon a ben is a very rare mitzvah, so I was zochet to this rare mitzvah. Mm-hmm. He says, you know what? It's not in my own schus. It's a schus because I happen to be a ben ach ben of the famous Kol Aryeh. That was the Berek Sazeruv, the Kol Aryeh. So Ramesha raises his hand and says, Shaduch tzuch mia as the Kil Aryeh gevezen akein. I think if the Kol Aryeh was a kohen, in fact, our Pinky Schwartz is a ben ach ben. Because the Kolaria, the Berek Sazeruv's name was Schwartz. He's a ben achaben, he's a kohen. So if you're a kohen, how are you making a pinyon aben? So he said, Ramesha, chbeta chateva, I asked you please to enhance the simcha, please don't come here to criticize. This is the way I did it with my first son, my second son. I do all my sons, I give a pinyon aben. Please don't get involved, please try not to disturb the simcha. He wasn't a good Tom, but he was falling asleep. There was a lot of helem involved. Anyway, as they did tell him in the mice.
So he has. He's got guts to tell that to Ramoshe.
Yeah, got a big guts. Exactly.
So, just to step back for a second. So, with the klal part of klal, we include things ke'en haprat.
Correct.
And so, we include a limited amount of things.
Very good.
With a ribui, mi of a ribui, we include a lot more.
Much
only
more.
Only exclude the thing that's most dislike like the prat.
Right.
So, it's a much more expansive net that we're casting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Good. And that's why it includes both lehaba as well as lisha'ara. But if you're klal and prat, it's going to be ke'en haprat. It would only be lehaba and not lisha'ara. So, getting back to our Gemara, so we're going to bring now proof that Rebbe is also of that approach. That when you're dealing with klal prata klal, we don't darshan klal prata klal, we darshan riba mid variba. What is that case? It's Anya. Rebbe Oimer Bakhoil Poidim Bechoir Odom Chutzman Ashtaris. What happens? We're at the pinyon of Ben and everything. They're nice flowers and they probably eat the teddy bears and there might even be the railroads going around and all that.
That's the breast, not the pinyon of Ben.
Yeah, how many pinyon bens have you been to?
I actually made one.
Okay. When you made the breast, did you go and have the teddy bears?
No, it was at night. It was in the night. That was the night of the 30th and it was
okay.
At the
anyway,
restaurant.
Very good. Anyway, the point of all of this is that we're making a pinyon of Ben and now the kohen says to the Baal pinyon of Ben, the father of the kid, okay, and do you have the five shkolim? Negradanit. So what do you have? I brought along my gold watch, or I brought along my silver cuss, or I brought along some other monetary equivalent, another commodity, and I want to go and use that for the pinyon aben. Is that acceptable? Says Rebbe, anything and everything is acceptable except for shtoreis. Why shtoreis? Because shtoreis has no real value, no intrinsic inherent value. It's only the words on that shtar. If a rain comes or if you put it under the faucet and all those words are wiped out, then the shtar is worthless.
So $100 is a stopper for a wine bottle.
Even, bills, I'm not sure. Shtoreis is really more like a loan, a note, where Reuben gives Shimon a note and says on it, are you $100? Look, $100 is more than $5, and he's good for it, and he has good credit ratings, and blah, blah, blah. And if you sold it on the market, this $100 note would be certainly worth that $50. It's much more than five. Says Rebbe, no, nishgut. It's got to be gufay mamon. It's got to be the inherent value, not just that it's paper with words on it.
$20 bill?
Yeah, that was Bill's question. Whether or not
there is a note. There's a note from the U.S. Treasury.
Maybe that would be different.
Federal Reserve note.
Maybe that would be different. F shit. McKenish.
The real question would be if it was an old pre 1964
silver certificate.
It would be backed
by gold. That's right, exactly. Backed by gold or silver, by currency. Yeah. That's
still a star because of something.
Anyway,
there probably were shilas in the 50s if you took. With silver certificates and use them instead of actual mamish silver.
Exactly.
I'm sure there were shadows and chuvas about that.
Yeah, silver or gold,
either a silver
certificate
or
silver,
a bill.
Silver,
or a silver certificate or a bill. Yeah.
Gold or silver.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Gold certificate or silver. And anything which is worth $5, with exception of a shtar, because it doesn't have any inherent value. Private notes, says Rebbe, not acceptable for purposes of pinyin event. Rabbanan Amri, b'kol boidim, b'choy odim, chutz, except for avodim, ushtores, v'karkois. Obviously, this is a broader category. It's not just shtores, but also avodim, v'karkois. What's the basis of the machloek between Rebbe and the Rabbanan? My time with Rebbe, dorish ribuyi umiuti. What's the ribuyi umiut? Uftuyam ben choydish tivde. Uftuyam ben choydish riba. Anything, poido, any type of thing. And then it's a be'erkach, keso chamesh shkolim, miyat, omiyom shkolim, silver coin. Tivde, chosva riba, miyat, riba hakoy. My riba, kol mili, any commodity, anything. My miyat, only miyat shtarais. That's the only thing, because I'm just my, that's the riba, miyat for riba. Rabban and Darshi, no, kloge uprati. Uftuyam ben choydish, klal. Prat. Tifte chosve kola. Klalu prat klal. Iata donok ena prat. Mahaprat mafurish dobra hametaltel vegufay mamain. We're talking about ke'en haprat. What's ke'en haprat? Hamesh shkolim. So what is similar to shkolim? Tavram taltel, something which is mobile, that you can move from place to place. Vegufay mamain, it has its own inherent value. These five shkolim, you can look it up in the Wall Street Journal or go to the market and you'll find out hamesh shkolim is worth every ounce of silver which is in those shkolim. It's af kol dovra metaltel v'gufay mamen. Similarly, ke'en aprat, anything which is metaltel v'gufay mamen. And therefore, by definition, yotzu karkoi she'en metaltel. You can't move karka. It's real estate, it stays in place, it's not mobile. Karka is excluded. Yotzu avarim shukshul karkoi. We know that Eved Hukshel Karkois, because it said in the Pasuk, Nesnachaltam oysam av necham achareichon, reshus oysam achuza. So it says by an Eved, it's similar to a stay achuza. It's Hukish de Karkois. Just like Karkois is disqualified, Avonim is disqualified. Also, Yotzi Shtar is Avu Pish Metalkan. Even though Shtar, I can move from place to place, it's mobile, but Engufan Mamain. It doesn't have its own inherent value, it's only the words on that piece of paper. What do I see from this? That in the case of Pinyin Aben, Rebbe says we do not learn the more limited klal upratu klal, we learn the riboy miyad for riboy. And therefore, just like over there he learns riboy miyad for riboy, presumably by uns, by hilchay shvuas, he would also learn riboy miyad for riboy. And therefore, if he's learning riboy miyad for riboy, like you just said, then he would be marben not only shvuas, which are lahaba, but also shvuas l'she'ovar. Ah, says it's good. So that's why Rebbe brings both by Shavuos and by the case of Yediyas Atuma, Shtayim Shein Arba. It's not like Rav Yosef said, because he says, I find a man the Omar that holds Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, and I find a man the Omar Yediyas Atuma, Shtayim Shein Arba. One of them is Rishma, one of them is Rabbi Kiva, and he just brought them to kind of collect together all the Shtayim Shein Arbas. Says Rav Kahana, no. The purpose of Rebbe is to tell you, that's how I hold l'halacha. By Yediyas Atuma, I hold Shtayim Shein Arba. And the Gabi Shvua Shayim, I also hold Shvua Shtayim Shein Arba. Even though one is Rabbi Shmuel and one is Rabbi Kiva. That's fine. How do I know in the case of Yediyas Atuma that he paskins like Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Kiva? For that I had a Befeirish Abrais. That he said, it says Venelam twice, it comes to tell you both. Halam Tumah and Halam Mikvah Kedosha. Yeah, that's why I have a Brais. By Shavuos, I don't have any recorded document or Brais or Tosefta or Mishnah. But since I know that Rabbi Kiva's halacha of Shtayim Shein Arba is based on Riba Miyad V'Riboy, and since I just found that Rabbi also holds Riba Miyad V'Riboy by the case of Pinyin Aben, I'll assume that Rabbi holds Riba Miyad V'Riboy Kol HaTayra Kula, and therefore he also holds like Rabbi Kiva. And very good, Baruch Hashem. So Rabbi Kana L'Choyra has shown that he's 100% right. This is what Rebbe meant. I paskin like Rebbe Shmuel in one case, Rebbe Kiva in the other case, and Shalom HaYisrael. Now, before we continue on, we should just make one notation, because this will become very important in a few minutes. And that is, getting back to the case of the Pidyon HaBen, it's not your classic klal uprat to klal, or riba mitva riboy. Why is it not the classic? Because classic is, you start off with something broad, like a klal or a riboy, and then the pasuk gives you something narrow, either a prat or a mit, and then the Torah repeats again, a klal. Guess what over here? Let's go back to the pasuk. Uvduyav mi ben choydish tifte, be'erkecha kesev chamesh ishkolim b'shekel ha'koydish. So the Gemara said that that's a klal uprat to klal, or riba mit for riboy. One second. Uvduyav mi ben choydish is a riboy. Tifte is another riboy. Only after that do I have to be erkecha kesef chamesh ishkolim. So this is not klal, prat, klal. It's klal, klal, prat. It's not riboy, miyot, for riboy. It's riboy, riboy, and then miyot. So until now, the Gemara felt that this is not something which is...
It's a showstopper.
It's not a showstopper. But as you'll see, this one is going to become very relevant in another couple of minutes. So just bear that in mind. Bottom line is that the Gemara assumes at this point the Rebbe and Rebbe Kiva are walking together hand in hand, because both Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Darshan Riboy Miyot V'Riboy V'Kola Teira Kula, and that's why Shavuos, it's not only Lehaba, that it's Lehaba, and Lishaavar Shtayim Shehein Arba. Zokting Mar, continuing on, Amalei Ravina LeMeimar, about six lines from the bottom, Rebbe Dorish Ribuya Umiyuti, really? Rebbe is a Riboy Miyot V'Riboy person, like Rebbe Kiva? It's not true. Rebbe Klal Uprati Dorish. I know the Rebbe is a Klal Uprati Klal. Talmud Chochem. Tisanya, it says in the Braisa. And now we're going to talk about an Eved Ivri. What happens at Eved Ivri? Shei Shonim Yavoid. Uvashvias Yetzel Lechav Shechina. But what happens if he says, O Haftias Adonias Ishti Vesbonai, Le'etzei Chavshi, I don't want to go. This master is one of the nicest masters in the world. He doesn't treat me like a slave. He treats me like a person. I'm so happy. I want to stay with him. So what do you have to do? The lakaftis amartzeya. You have to go and take a drill. Drill him in his ear. And then he's bavod lo'olam. He's going to be an eved until yovel year. Okay. So now it says in the pasuk, martzeya. Martzeya is a drill made out of a metal piece. The sign of martzeya, emli ele martzeya, how do I know other things that do a good job in boring, however they are not metal, how do I know that those are utza kosher for these purposes? Now what exactly are these sul metziras? If you want to look at the Rashi, three lines from... In all, right, exactly, in all, right. So we want to know all the pshatim over here, what they mean, exactly. So if you look three lines from the bottom, Rashi says, Hasul chatichas eitz chaduda. It's a sharpened piece of wood, which if you take that piece of wood and you put in the other guy's ear, you can make a hole. Or hasir is a koitz, a thorn, or perhaps something similar to a wooden toothpick, where you go and make a hole with it. Or a machtiv is a cherich, a koin grief. That's something to use for engraving and inscribing. We'll discuss that with Barry after the shir, exactly how inscriptions are made and how you go and do that type of inscription, etc. Anyway, but getting back to the Gemara, what about all of those? Says the Gemara Marzeya, Minay l'Rabbi Suvasira, Tamaloyimar v'lekachta kol dover shenilkach biyad divrei Bishop Yehuda. It says v'lekachta samatzeva. L'kachta means anything which is nilkach biyad. So therefore, all those wooden instruments, all of those are equally good according to Bishop Yehuda. Rabbi Oimer, no, it's got to be Marzeya. Ma Marzeya miyuchad shel madchis, av kol shel madchis. It's got to be similar to madchis. It's got to be similar to the drill. Just like the drill is made out of metal, you can use some other metal instrument. If you had a metal toothpick, that you can go and use. But anything involving wood, forget about it. That does not work. What's the machlek? It's from reading by Michael Mifki. Rebbe Dorish Kloli Uprati. Rebbe Yetimuta Dorish Miuyim Yuti. By definition, Kloli Uprati is going to be a much, much narrower universe of items that you can use to bore holes. And since the only one that the Torah tells us, the Fetish, is the Marzeya, when you're doing a Klal Uprati Klal, you say it's Ke'en Uprat, it's got to be similar to Marzeya. So what is similar to Marzeya? Just like Marzeya is a boring instrument which is made out of metal, so you have to find something else boring instrument out of metal. But don't talk about this wooden stuff. That's off the table. Don't even talk about it. Mashenka, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said, no, I'm a Rebbe Amir person, just like Rebbe Akiva. And therefore, when it says Marzeya, don't go and say it's got to be Kena Prat. No. I'm going to go and be Mamayit one thing, but otherwise the floodgates are open, I can go and use anything for boring a hole. So what thing are you going to Mamayit? Tell me. Where do you know that from?
Gemara elsewhere.
Exactly, and Rashi reminds us, for those that don't have such an excellent memory like you have, and they're constantly vanellam, and they forget. Look at the top, Rashi. And he's saying, if you're talking about acid, dosnish, that's no good. That's what we're mamayit from the riboy, miyot, the riboy. So bottom line is, we now have two rebbes. I have Rebbe by Binyan Ben, where he says we're going to go with the Reboy Mir for Reboy, and that's why he said everything is included with one exception, and that is you cannot go and use Shtaris. And then we have over here Rebbe that suggests the opposite. I learned Klal Uprata Klal. And the only thing you can use is a Marzeh or something which is similar to a Marzeh. So let the real Rebbe stand up. Where's the real Rebbe? Sorry? Everything more. In Ba'al Makol Yabrati Darsh. Really, he holds Klal Uprata Klal, like you see from the Marzeya case, from the Eved Ivri. V'hocha, what's the reason by the case of the opinion of Ben? Why did he say over there, everything with the exclusion of Shtaris? Ha'i detayimah ken, tanu ben rishmah, tanu ben rishmah. Ba'mayim shnei pa'omim, ein ze Klal Uprat, el riba umiyet. We'll see what that means in a moment, ba'mayim. But the point is, says Tan Rabbi Shmuel, even if you normally learn klal uprat klal, that's only when you have a klal and then the prat and then you have a klal. However, if you have two klolim together and after that the prat, no. Then you learn it riboy miyot v'riboy, just like in the case of b'mayim b'mayim. So since in our case of the opinion of Ben, it was a riboy miyot,
as we pointed out before,
and that's why we pointed it out. It says for v'duyav. Ben Chodesh Tifta, so those are the two Reboys, and only after that do we have the Miro. Then you don't do Klal Uprata Klal, you do Reboy Miot for Reboy and Miot, with that effect of the Reboy Miot for Reboy. So what is this case of B'mayim that Rabbi Shmuel is talking about? So we have the Torah Ora Shalem, this is a pasuk that we learned not this past Shabbos, from the previous week in Parsha Shmini. Ezeh Toichu Mikol Asher Ba'amoyim, you can eat the following that is aquatic. Snapper for Kaskas, it has fins and scales. B'mayim, b'yam, and cholim, oisam, toy, chay. So now, how does Tan Rabbi Shmuel learn that, drosha? So Rashi tells us a little bit about it, and that is he learns, notice in this pasuk you have b'mayim. B'mayim means any water in the world. Any water. And again, kolashim, b'mayim, any water. So both of these are klolim or ribuyim. One second. We're now decreasing or restricting that big breath of all mayim. So therefore we're going to take now the mayim, even though it's a riboy and a klal and a prat at the end, says Rebbe, normally I and all of our klal uprat uklal schoolmates all go and learn, you have a klal uprat uklal, it's got to be kena prat. However, since here the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't do it, klal uprat to klal. He did klal, mayim, and then the prat. We're not going to darshan klal uprat to klal. We're going to go and darshan riboy miyot v'riboy. For those of you that are curious, what does Tan Rabbi Shmuel learn from that riboy miyot v'riboy? He holds that the din of having the snapper for kaskesis applies not only b'mayim.
Are you doing with the
shir, Rabbi? Yeah, we're almost finished with the shir. Show me another 2-3 minutes. We'll be done. I'm not a Rebbe, we're just learning it together. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara over here. So the question is, where do you have to have these simonim? So clearly it says, in the Mayim, you have to have these simonim. You have to have Bayamim Vanacholim. What happens if you're not talking Bayamim Vanacholim? You're talking about other types of water. So Tan Rabbi Shmuel, it's Bayam Vanacholim. What happens if you have Ta'olois? Ta'olois would mean if you have like an irrigation canal, right. Or some other type of...
Baruch Shechin Maros is how it usually is described.
Yeah, the Baruch Shechin, those are the miyot. That's the miyot. The one that I am including is going to be anything which is similar to the Yamim and Cholim, that they are flowing, that they are moving, and that includes even irrigation canals or subterranean streams, anything which would be a moving thing like a yam menachem. What am I excluding? Which are stationary, which don't move, which are stagnant. Oh, much
stagnant
better.
Stagnant waters?
Stagnant waters. Mm-hmm. If you find an aquatic thing going around in stagnant waters, and that's it was born in a lake which doesn't move, it's been there for the last 1,000 years, it doesn't move, it doesn't then according to Tanur Yishmol, you would not have to have the simonim of snapper v'kaskes. Halacha l'maisa, check it out in Shulchan Aruch, but that's the way the limud works.
You have to go with the flow.
You have to go with the flow. Anyway, but bottom line is, Zokto the Gemara yet, how did we, let's just remind ourselves what we're talking about. Rav Kahana said that the reason why Rebbe put in the Shtayim Shein Arba by Yediyas HaTumah, because he taka paskins like Rabbi Yishmael. Okay. How do I know that he paskins like Rabbi Yishmael? He says, Befeirish in the Braisa, Benelam, Benelam, Lechai, Valhelam, Tumah, Valhelam, Tumah, Mikdash, Shukadoshim, he paskins like Rabbi Yishmael, and not like Rabbi Kiva. You know, what's the reason why did Shtayim Shein Arba Legabi Shavuos? Because he paskins like Rabbi Kiva. How do I know he paskins like Rabbi Kiva? I don't have any record that he paskins like Rabbi Kiva. Yeah. But just like Rabbi Kiva, how did he know Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba? Because he learned to read by me at Variboy. Oh, I find that Rabbi also learned to read by me at Rabbi. One said, really? Where did you find that? Opinion of Ben. He doesn't normally hold Rabbi Meir. Normally holds Klal Uprat, the Klal. That's why B'Marzeya it's got to be Doimel Marzeya Doimel Uprat. In other words, Ken Uprat. All right, so why do Rabbi Meir to the Gabe Opinion of Ben? Because there wasn't a Klal. It was out of order. He had Riboy, and then Meir. Zaki Mor, V'Halcha, Hain the time. It's the top line. In Ba'al Meklal Uprat, Yidash. Wide over here, in the case of opinion of Ben, do we do it differently? He says only Shtoris and not Karkois and Shtoris and Avodim. That's only according to Tan Rabbi Shmuel. I respectfully disagree. Even though the two klolis are together, and to therefore Zokti Gemara. Now that we've concluded after this somewhat lengthy discussion that Rebbe really holds Kloli Uprati Dorish, except in those strange cases, unique cases, when you have two Klolis, when it's out of order, good. So Bal Korchach, he must hold it Kashi Shavuos. So we're back to square one. Rebbe obviously does not paskin like Rebbe Kiva by Shavuos, because the whole basis of Rebbe Kiva by Shavuos, that he says, it's not only Rebbe. But it's because Rebbe Meir HaRibah, and therefore it's not only L'Habah, right. But it's also L'Shehavah. Right. But that's not how Rebbe learns, because Rebbe Kol HaTer Kol learns Klal Uprat Klal. See, he would not learn L'Shehavah. It's got to be Ken HaPrat, which means only L'Habah, not L'Shehavah. Ella says, Zimor, you're absolutely right. L'gam L'idiyas HaTumah, taka Rebbe paskind, like Rebbe Shmuel. V'al B'Shavuos, nosav alibad Rebbe Kiva. He brought the Shtayim Shein Arba by Shavuos because it's a nice package deal. Shtayim Shein Arba, Shtayim Shein Arba, Shtayim Shein Arba. But he really, on his own, he doesn't really hold that way. He's quoting Rabbi Kiva, so we can have a nice foursome of the four Shtayim Shein Arbas. So in the case of Yediyas HaTumah, he taka paskins like Rabbi Shmuel. We have that price in the Befeirish. In the case of Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, that's Rabbi Kiva, but he doesn't hold that way. So therefore, what we're doing is partially like Rav Yosef and partially like Rav Kahana. Rav Yosef said on the Omer Aleph that when Rebbe quoted the two Shtayim Shein Arbas, he doesn't really hold like those two. He just wanted to collect all the Shtayim Shein Arbas together. Said Rav Kahana, no, he really holds in this case like Rebbe Shmuel, and this case like Rebbe Kiva. And the Gemara comes out at the end. In one case, he holds like Rebbe Shmuel, and that's the case of Yediyas HaTumah. But in the other case, the Gabi Shavuos, unfortunately, he does not hold like Rebbe Kiva, but he's just quoting it to put together the four Shtayim Shein.
Effectively, that's what Rebbe Yosef said.
Rebbe Yosef said in both cases, he doesn't hold like it. Okay. And Rav Kahana said in both cases, he does hold that way. So now we're doing kind of Yovei Kosher Shlish Vechri Beneim, that in one case, he holds that way. Which is Yediyas HaTumah like Rabbi Shmuel, but he doesn't hold by Shavuos like Rabbi Kiva. Have a wonderful day, Mishra. You continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Zayis, and everybody.
Thank you
very
much. Did you hear from
that? We'll start to speak.
Yeah. Okay.
Not easy to hold cup on all of these different. Very, very.